Hey, 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 happy Motivation Monday, kings and queens. I am back and I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and welcome to 2021, you all. Like, we made it, okay? I am excited. I am overjoyed, and it's a blessing to be back in a new season. This is season 5 of my Motivation Monday podcast. And you know what, you all? I've been gone for a minute. I went away for a minute, right? And I want to thank each and every one of you that reached out to me that said, Fern, like, are you still doing your podcast? Like, are you still doing Motivation Monday podcast or what? Like, when is your next podcast coming out? I'm thinking to myself, who, me? So, you know what, kings and queens, I just want to thank each and every one of you. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for this platform. I'm thankful for the connection, and I'm back, y'all. When you all were reaching out, I was just saying, you know, well, I'm taking a break right now, you know, and I was really going through some things, right? Like, we go through life. Life hits us. Well, 2020 hit everybody, right? And then on top of that, like, life just hits you. And by the grace of God, by manifesting, by just being thankful, by praying, just I am in that shift. There has been a shift. There's been a change. There's been so much growth. And I'm so thankful. And one thing that I never want to do is give content that's not heartfelt. Give content that's not going to be fruitful. You know, I really, really am inspired today to share something with you all. And I'm going to be brief on moments. Moments. So as I even think back into 2020, since it's so fresh, you know, we're just starting this new year. I think about all the moments I had to deal with, and I can think about the year as a whole. I can think about each month, or I can really think about how to break everything down, because on some days, you all, I had to take it day by day. The struggle was so real at times where I had to take it hour by hour, and sometimes it gets worse. It was worse than that, you all. And I had to take it minute by minute, right? And you know what I've learned? When we're dealing with these moments, it's okay to live in them. Be in it. Dwell in it in that moment, okay? Because that's all that it is a moment. Whether you're dealing with pain, and I know I've been open with you all regarding my chronic nerve pain from trigeminal neuralgia and so many other things that I deal with, the pain, you all, is real. If you're dealing with heartbreak, or if that's something that you've had to deal with, you know that that is painful, right? Brokenness in so many different areas of your life. Live in it. Be in it. Dwell in it. It could be lack. I know that so many of us deal with lack at different times, you know, in our life, financially, and that is stressful when it comes to all the bills and not knowing if you're going to have the money to pay the bills. The struggle is so real, right? Eviction notices are so real. And when I think back and when I reflect on these different moments that I had to deal with in my life, financially, stress, the struggle, eviction notices, the pain, the heartbreak, the brokenness. I'm speaking this because this is stuff I had to deal with as well, kings and queens. I really lived in those moments, and now I'm learning it's okay. It's okay that I did that because it's real, right? But just be mindful, they're moments. They are not your forever. They are not the rest of your life. They will pass. They will. Think about it with COVID-19. How so many people were affected. Unfortunately, how so many lives have been lost. How so many individuals have lost their job, you know, are not working. Loved ones, you know, have become ill. Some of our loved ones, you know, unfortunately. This could be one of you kings or queens that's listening to this podcast. And my prayers are with you and your loved ones. It's a moment. I'm not trying to take light to any of this, take any of this lightly, but just know. And that lack, you know, the loss of a loved one. If you've lost someone that you love, dwell in it. Be in it, okay? Give yourself that time, please, kings and queens, please. Give yourself that time to grieve. Give yourself that time to cry. And know that it's just a moment. You know, you may have several of those moments, but know that you're going to get through it. I'm breaking these situations down into moments so that we can deal with them piece by piece and just unpack them. But just know that, okay, this is another moment, you know, I got to get through this one. Maybe today is just going to be hour by hour. I'm telling myself that right now because I'm dealing with a flare up of my pain, right? Yeah, I'm just going to take this day hour by hour. And on some days you may say, oh, okay, I'm good. Let's go. All right, we can take this whole day by day. I'm having an amazing week. Let's take this whole week. And then another moment's going to happen. It's inevitable. You know, life is real. But I feel like when you just know how to tackle these moments and know that it's okay to just be in them, it'll help you to get through them, right? And we have control, kings and queens. We have more control than we think. We really, really do. But when we're in those moments, let me tell you, I understand. All we can do is be in them. And as I'm sitting here, you know, I was sitting here thinking about content. I'm like, what am I going to share for my new season in my podcast, you know, to let you all know how excited I am to be back and how this is stretching me, but how I want to show up for you all. I had to get through that moment. And you know what? All of what we are dealing with, it's okay. If all we can do is be in the moment, it's okay. If all I can do is just sit and think, all right, let me pray, you know, for this pain to pass or for this situation to pass. Just be in it. It's okay. It's okay, kings and queens. It is okay. You know what I've learned? Something that I'm really more consistent with. Not perfect, all right? Consistent, though. I'm trying. Take notes. Take notes when you're in that moment. Take notes, you know, journal. Journal daily or journal a couple times a week because I promise you, you will grow from those moments. You'll be able to bless someone else. You know, you'll be able to help someone else to heal. Trust me when I tell you this. Or you'll be able to just help someone to know that they aren't crazy and that they aren't going through this time of their life alone. I promise you that. Journal so that, you know, when you read what you've journaled, that situation will come back to you and it'll be so fresh and you'll just be like, wow, I was really in that moment and here's what I can offer to you to help you get out of that moment or to help you get through that moment. And the other thing is that our control, you know, is something that I have learned is powerful. The control that we have, us using our control when we're in those moments can always bring us back to where we need to be. And when I say control, the control over what we do daily in our lives, meaning what we speak to ourselves, what we pour into ourselves, who we allow to pour into our life, our affirmations that we speak over our life, all of the prayers that we send up to others, all the prayers that we send up, not to others, the prayers that we send up and the prayers that others send up for us. All of that is important, and all of that really, really affects how we feel when we get out these moments. So if you're not doing your affirmations, kings and queens, if you're not having some positive encouragement every single day, if you don't have anyone that's positive that's pouring into your life, we have control over those situations, because at the end of the day, those situations that are consistent in our life control our thoughts when it comes to these moments that we deal with. So just think about it. If you're scrolling through the gram all day and getting those negative thoughts in your mind, when you get in a moment, it's going to be real hard to get out of it, right? Like, you're going to struggle, okay? But if you look at things that are more enlightening, if you look at things that are more positive, if you look at things that really help you bring out the greatness in yourself, when you're in that moment, you're going to be like, all right, I can get through this because I have the tools that I need to help me get through this, right? And there were so many moments in 2020, weren't they? And I know there'll be moments in 2021. But just know that it's okay. I dealt with so many moments last year, and I'm about to wrap this up, kings and queens, because you know I don't like to keep you long. I said I had to take a break from this podcast because I was forced to dwell in those moments for such a long time. And you know what? I really, really learned. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay, kings and queens. Trust me. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay. I'm getting chills right now as I'm speaking this. This means so much to me. It's okay to not be on your A game all the time. That was me. Trust me when I tell you this. It's okay, y'all. For real. Be more kind to yourself. Please. All those moments. Moments of hell, okay? Moments of debt. Moments of being hurt. Moments of feeling lost. Moments of pain, or even the great ones, right? The moments that are positive, the moments of laughter, the moments when you're excited, when you're in love, or when you love someone, or when you have so many people loving on you, those fun moments. They're all moments, kings and queens. They're all moments. And when you're in them, dwell in them, okay? Take everything you need from those moments, because I can promise you this, they are equipping you for the next moment, for the next step, for your full awakening. I am getting chills as I am sharing this with you all. I'm so passionate about this, and these moments are just molding you to tap into your full self. Kings and queens, as always, I want to thank you all for vibing with me, right? I want you to do me a favor, please. Share this link with between 5 and 10 people that you know on social media that you can text real quick. Take 30 seconds and share this, because we got to keep this positivity going for the new year, right? I love each and every one of you. As always, I will see you all at the top, because the bottom is way too full. Have a magnificent Motivation Monday. Even if you're catching this on a different day, have an amazing day. I will talk to you all next week. God bless you, and thank you.